The other thing I've hearing a lot of interest in is the issue of cetuximab and locally advanced disease with radiation therapy. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that is interesting. I think we need the data from studies, I mean, randomized studies. The data in head and neck, of course, are beautiful. And I think in lung, there may be something like that, but we really need the studies. So far, what I've seen in phase two studies is good, but it's not overwhelmingly good. So I would just like to see the data.
So again, educated patient comes to you and says, I've seen these phase two data, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Would you give me cetuximab with radiation chemo?
I would be careful. I would rather do it in a study, especially at NCI.
Any particular concerns? I guess it looks like at this point we do have, like you said, we have some phase two data in lung. It looks like head and neck, it didn't seem like there was excess toxicity. Or do you think we don't have enough data to say that?
No, probably toxicity is not overwhelming, and it doesn't seem to be so terribly radiosensitizing so that you make holes in the lung or in the esophagus, like what has been seen with bevacizumab, for instance. So it seems to be relatively safe. Still, I think we would need to have more data. There may be surprises.